Item set, this is Sarenia.
Hi, I'm Sarenia.
I would like to share something regarding the ring that I lost and I got back. So I did tell you, sir, on the size center that I lost it. So 10 days back, it was my wedding anniversary, and I lost my diamond ring gave by my husband's dad on the wedding ceremony, and it was so close to my heart. I was like going on with the thoughts of the belief and everything since I found that it is lost correct on my anniversary, and my father-in-law is no more, and I was wearing that ring on his remembrance. So I was very upset. But after 4 or 5 hours on the day, like, I realized that I'm not enjoying this moment, and I'm going on with the belief. So I thought, like, okay, let's do trust and omnipresent meditation and take that ring off of my thoughts. When I did trust and omnipresent, it gave me an acceptance, an open heart to accept that I don't know whether I'm going to get it back, and I'm not going to go behind it, because like I behaved like I was turning everything on my home around for that ring, and I was like, I was mentally tired. I want to let go of it. And I continued doing the trust and omnipresent meditation on the following days, just to stop that thought that I lost the ring. And it was so funny. On Wednesday morning, one of my friends, I went to her home on Friday evening, and she texted me with a ring picture asking whether it's mine. I was like so surprised. I was like, I didn't tell her that I lost my ring. And immediately she texted me back again, telling me like, do you know that it's a miracle? I was asking her like, okay, where did you find it? Looks like the ring fell on her road, and someone has taken that ring and kept on the top of their trash can on Tuesday. And luckily her husband saw it, and that's how I got it, sir. But like the whole 5 days, or like the moment that I got the text, I felt the grace. I felt the divine grace of believing in myself and letting go of all the thoughts by surrendering to Swami. And thank you so much, sir. If it's not you, I would have gone crazy until that day. Like, I'll be on the road searching for the ring. Thank you so much, sir.
This is truly a miracle, it is. And also how beautiful it is that now when you trust Swami, you trust Swami in your heart, and it is much more powerful, right? I mean, what were the chances for what you'd share to happen? And that gives us such a good feeling that impossible is possible with our association. And we just have to trust that it does. And then it's just, and the best part of it was that you just got tired of dwelling on it. And when you did the trust meditation or omnipresent meditation, or if you left it at Baba's feet, you just said, whatever, you know. The result was not in your mind. You just said, I did my best, and then the rest is up to the grace. Well, thank you to you for doing such an amazing job. And I'm glad that you went with it in the beginning and made yourself so frustrated and tired, because it leaves an impression that right after that, your trust becomes the total trust. Where before, if you wanted to hurry it, it would have been more a mental trust. But because you were so tired of it, it became more deep.